Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are going to talk about the Bills draft class a little bit, and that's something we've been focusing on this week. And Jim Nagy is going to join us, executive director of the Senior Bowl. He would have had a chance to recruit for the Senior Bowl, bring in, and then watch during practice in the game some of the guys the Bills ended up drafting, Zach Moss, Tyler Bass, and Dane Jackson. And we're going to talk about Jake Fromm, too. Jim, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us. I hope this finds you well.
Yeah, guys. Good morning.
Now, Jim is with the Senior Bowl. I mentioned that, but he also spent 18 years as a scout in the National Football League, so he's been down this road before. So I did want to ask actually about Jake Fromm first, Jim. Now, I know he wasn't at the Senior Bowl, but I know you had some comments about and before anybody jumps, I'll have Jim explain it, how he remind you a little bit of Drew Brees. Okay, everybody just calm down. Jim's not going to say he's headed for Hall of Fame status. But what made you think about Drew Brees when the Bills took Jake Fromm?
Yeah, that was really the biggest surprise of draft weekend for me, was how far Jake slipped. It's not just my evaluation. Talking to guys in the league, there was a lot of love for Jake. So draft day's funny. Sometimes things happen and guys slide. But, yeah, the comparison for me is, when you make player comps in the NFL, when you work in the league, you don't make them to what the guy's become in the NFL. You make him to what he was coming out of college. Mm-hmm. So obviously Drew Brees slipped to the second round and the Chargers gave up on him for a reason. He wasn't always this first ballot Hall of Fame guy. Or maybe he was, he just wasn't in the right situation. That's the other thing. Like, the NFL is all about right place, right time, right fit. Jake's won a ton of games there at Georgia. He's a total winner. He's probably the best leader. Had the most charisma of any player in this draft. It's like him and Joe Burrow, 1A, 1B, in terms of those two qualities. And really, there was a drop-off after that to the next guys. So, won a ton of games, underrated arm talent. I'm tired of hearing that he doesn't have a strong enough arm. I've been wanting to post a throw on Twitter this week, and I keep forgetting to do it. I'm busy with a bunch of other stuff. But he rips an 18-yard out on a line from the opposite hash against Florida. And if you can make that throw, you can make any throw you need to make in the NFL. And, the supporting cast this year around him, there was a huge drop-off. A lot of young receivers weren't on the same page. The offense just wasn't in sync like it needed to be. So, Jake in the right spot, I think, has a chance to win a lot of games as a starter in that level. You know, and I just compare him to guys I've done that have similar tools. Case Keenum's won a lot of games in that league, took Minnesota to the playoffs. To me, he's certainly a better player than Case Keenum was coming out of Houston. There's just a lot of players. So I think he's a good player. I think they got a really good one in the fifth round. I was texting my friends in their front office after they made the pick, and they're like, "He's just way too good to pass up." We weren't looking for a quarterback, but here we are staring Jake Fromm in the face in the fifth round. Like, we just had to do it.
Let me throw something that's breaking at you, and then I'll get back to Jake Fromm, Jim, because Adam Schefter has just tweeted out the Bengals are going to be releasing Andy Dalton, according to a source. So you were in NFL front offices for a long time. Is Bill Belichick on the phone already with Andy Dalton's agent?
You know, that's another good one for Jake Fromm, though. I like Jake Fromm better than I liked Andy Dalton coming out. So there's another one. And Andy's won a bunch of games. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
No?
I don't think Bill is. I think they like Jarrett Stidham a lot more than people understand.
Huh.
You know, they've had a year to evaluate him. If he were in this quarterback class, you know, he would have been. I really thought going into his junior year there at Auburn, he had a chance to be a first-round pick. He's got a ton of arm talent, and he's smart, and he's mature. That was not your typical fourth-round pick that New England made a couple years ago. You usually draft fourth-round picks hoping they'll become a decent number two quarterback for you. That's not the ceiling with Stidham. So I don't think they're going to do that. I really don't. I think they're going to stand pat and have Hoyer as the backup.
Wow, so that you think better than Dalton, better than Newton, or, yeah, Hoyer is the only other guy on the roster, that Stidham would give them their best chance?
I do. I absolutely do. Yeah, I'm a big believer in Jarrett. I mean, being Cam's different. Cam's a different animal. I don't think Cam's a very good fit in that program after spending 7 years there with those guys. I don't think Cam's a great fit for them, so I don't see them going that route. Is Cam more talented? Yes, he's, you know, been an MVP in the league, but I think they're going to sit pat with Jarrett. I might be wrong, but you know, every indication talking to the guys that I know that still work up there that I worked with, they really like Jarrett.
We're back to Fromm for one other thing, then we'll get some of the thoughts on the guys that were at the Senior Bowl with you. The whole debate, so you used to work for NFL teams. I was going to ask you. Seems like arm strength is one of the things they bring up in terms of trying to explain why he went as far down as he did in the draft. So you're in the draft room, the war room with the organization. What's the debate like when you're saying, well, he doesn't have the greatest arm strength. He doesn't have a Josh Allen rocket arm, right? But look at his one-loss record. Look what he did at Georgia. He would have played in the top conference in college football. He would have had a very successful record. He would have been, I'm guessing, second or third best program to Alabama, maybe LSU in his career at Georgia. How does that debate shake out, that versus, yeah, but maybe doesn't have the greatest arm in the world?
Well, if you have the arm strength debates, I pull up that one clip from the Florida game and show you an 18-yard out from the opposite hash, and that should end the debate. Does he have Josh's arm? No, not at all. But is it strong enough? Absolutely. Arm strength is the most overrated quality for a quarterback. It's so far down the line of criteria that it shouldn't be, you know, that shouldn't be an issue. So, again, what did he win? Like 37 games, mm-hmm. Went to 3 straight SEC titles. If Tua doesn't come off the bench his freshman year and throw that touchdown to Devontae Smith late in the national championship game, this guy's a national championship quarterback as a true freshman.
Right.
How much different would the narrative been of then? Just that one game were different. So, you know, he held off Eason, who has a lot of talent, but more importantly, held off Justin Fields, who could be a top 10 pick in next year's draft. So that tells you a little bit of something about the guy. So it'll be interesting to see him up there. He and Josh are completely different guys. I know a lot of teams I've worked for, we try to get kind of the, you know, a similar guy as our backup, so the offense doesn't change a bunch if the starter goes down. So that's going to be a kind of a different juxtaposition to those two skill sets. But, you know, they definitely got a good player in the fifth round.
You saw Zach Moss at the Senior Bowl. What did the Bills get in him?
Yeah, Zach didn't end up coming down. He was really banged. He accepted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was there. Apologize for that.
Well, he accepted his invite, and then he was really banged up after the year. They got a tone setter. I loved him on tape. They got a tone setting type running back. Really physical, gives him an identity, great compliment to Singletary, which is what you want. You want to be able to, you know, have a contrasting style between the two guys when you're gonna run a platoon system. And I know those guys in Buffalo, just talking to one of those guys up there yesterday, and they are really fired up about getting Zach. So, you know, the pre-draft process wasn't great to him. He missed our game and then, you know, didn't run a great 40 time, but you put on the tape and the dude's a workhorse. And he, you know, he makes you tackle him. He's really powerful. And he just kind of runs with an aggression that's hard to find. And you love to see. You know, not comparing him to Marshawn Lynch, because Marshawn's Marshawn. You guys had him up there. I was with him in Seattle for 5 years. But he has that kind of, you know, coming out of college, he was that kind of guy for Utah. You know, just like totally, he was their offense. He gave them an identity.
The other guy I want to ask you about was Tyler Bass. He would have been, right? He was at the Senior Bowl. And I'm curious, you know, you don't draft a kicker all the time. The Bills did. There'll be a competition with Steven Hauschka. What can you tell us about Bass, whether it's leg strength, accuracy, or any of the makeups of his game as a kicker?
Yeah, huge leg. Huge, absolutely huge leg. Great kid. He's wired right. You know, we brought he and Rodrigo Blankenship to the Senior Bowl this year. Rodrigo, coming into the week, was really the consensus number one kicker across the NFL. All the teams we talked to putting the rosters together. I mean, it's Rodrigo and everybody else. And then Rodrigo did a fine job down here, but Bass's leg strength just it stands out. It's different. You know, and they put him, the Lions staff did a nice job putting him in some pressure situations, like at the end of practice and even at the end of the game. You know, in a normal game, it would have looked like they were running up the score, but they were just trying to get Bass in a situation. And they threw him out there, you know, with like 6 seconds left in the game, and I don't know what it was, like a 49 or 51 yarder, and he nailed it. So really cool kid. Like, when you're a scout and you go into schools, you know, the school's always, you know, is he a normal kid? Is he like kind of a different guy? Like, some of the specialists can be a little bit different dudes at times. And Tyler's a really normal kid, spent a lot of time around him, and he's got a huge leg. So, and he's good under pressure. So those are all great, great attributes to have for a kicker.
Jim Nagy with us, the executive director of the Senior Bowl, longtime scout in the National Football League with a little more insight onto the Bills draft class, some of the guys in the draft class. Jim, thanks for giving us the time. We had you on before the Senior Bowl. Nice to have you on the station again. Thanks for coming on with us, and stay safe.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on, guys. Have a good day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.